For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Scott Slade. Here's the latest from Jamie Dupree in Washington.
It looks like we are finally going to get a post-impeachment response from President Trump, as the White House has told reporters that the president will make remarks at 12 noon Eastern time today. While Mr. Trump has been animated at times in his posts on Twitter, he has not stopped to take questions from reporters about impeachment in several weeks now, as White House officials are openly celebrating his acquittal by the Senate yesterday. We'll see if the president says anything about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripping up a printed copy of his State of the Union address, as Republicans try to force a vote to disapprove of that action later today on the House floor.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
The numbers continued to trickle in from the Iowa caucuses last night for Democrats, as the percentage of precincts reporting finally got above 90%, but that was about 48 hours later than it should have happened for Democrats. Here in New Hampshire, the difficulties in Iowa were becoming a bit of a joke line for the candidates, as yesterday both Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden started off their events by talking about how long it was taking. While Sanders and Pete Buttigieg remain 1-2 in Iowa, Biden remains stuck in fourth place, as he very publicly acknowledged yesterday that it was a setback for his campaign, as he pledged to stay in the race past New Hampshire.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
While the acquittal of President Trump in his Senate impeachment trial was expected, we did have some last-minute twists and turns which produced a bit of a surprise. First, GOP Senator Mitt Romney announced that he would vote to find the president guilty of abuse of power, which made the impeachment effort bipartisan in the Senate. And second, there were three Democrats thought to be thinking about voting against the charges: Doug Jones of Alabama, Kirsten Sinema of Arizona, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. But all three voted to find the president guilty on both charges. The Romney decision was a big deal for Democrats, as it does undercut the GOP argument that this was all a partisan witch hunt against the president.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.